Hello, planet Earth, and welcome to the Redditor. This is Becca. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It's been so long, and so many things have happened in the world since. I really got lost track of doing this podcast because I had like a lot of things on my table because school had to be adjusted, a lot of things had to be adjusted, and really, it's been hard to follow everything, and I was even in an internal debate if I should tackle this topic in my podcast, but I figured why not? So I guess we should get started because I'm going to be talking about what it means to experience a historical event and just how strange this feels to all of us, because it's new to all of us, especially the audience of the show. This is the type of thing that you just read about or you just watch in a movie or something and think, that won't happen right now. It's a modern world, UN's a thing, et cetera, et cetera. But you realize these things have shortcomings and eventually you will experience an historical event, whether or not is it very major, is it a simple historical event, or is it something that endangers you, is it something that doesn't endanger you, is it something that will endanger your livelihood or not. It will depend on event, and this time I'm going to be talking about how people empathize nowadays because they're experiencing something that is completely alien to them. But actually, if you think about it, it is not entirely alien to other people. Okay, so right now what we are experiencing is a pandemic, a historical event that normally you'll just read about when you're pressing random article on Wikipedia or something. And now we are actually in one. And so now our situation is not a normal one. It's something entirely different. Something that we just read about but never quite understand. What does it actually feel like? And so this is such an interesting time to understand what being in a historical event feels like and how you empathize now with things you have read before. Like, a common example would be Anne Frank. And actually, this particular example came about because someone in r/insanepeople Facebook saw someone who compared their experience now to that of hers, which, of course, well, is generally false because a war is different from a pandemic. But if you think about it, even within this pandemic, there are experiences that are different from each other. An experience of someone with a stable family, with no domestic abuse, versus someone with domestic abuse, versus a lot of other factors that makes each individual experience different. And so it's not entirely the same thing, even within the same historical event. So it is not that wrong to compare to different historical events, even much more major ones, like the certain event we're going to talk about. But the thing is, what we learn now is that there are experiences that we share as a common within an event and between events. Like, if we're going to example someone in quarantine comparing themselves to Anne Frank, like in this Insane People Facebook post, what they're saying is they know what it feels like to want just stay inside, because if you go out, you die. That's literally their basic thought process, that it's kind of the same thing, but different. And actually, I can sort of relate, because if I list down all my comorbidities and things that actually worsen my immune system, it will take more than one episode. It's a long story, but really, it's going to be a lot. And so I know how that feels. I don't want to go outside, because if I catch a disease, there's a good chance that I yeet. So I guess let's just dive into what I'm talking about as shared experiences between events and within a single event. So first, we're going to talk about within a single event, which is the pandemic, because obviously that's the event we are all going through now and the event that we are all familiar with. So let's dive in. Okay, so now we're talking about the being in the same historical event, which is the pandemic, right? So the thing is, you within this one event, we already have different experiences, and each experience is valid as the next. So let's have an example. A middle class family with one essential worker and domestic abuse happens within that family. Let's just say that the essential worker is also the victim. So That's going to be the example A, which is going to be family A. And family B is a rich family who only now experienced what others talk about when they talk about not having food the next week or something. So they're like an upper middle class, not so rich, but they're kind of, they don't have to worry about food normally, but now they do. And normally and their jobs are the type that are stable, that they still get salary and they have to work from home and yada yada. They don't have abuse issues too. So that's going to be family B. So now let's dive in as to the experiences of family A versus family B and how they differ, and how this allows us to understand why people are comparing one historical event to the other, and that it's not entirely invalid to compare, because even within this event, there's a lot of people, experiences, and all. Oh, let's not forget family C, because actually, although I'm not going to talk too much because I don't want to talk over people actually experiencing it and yada yada, same with family A, I don't really want to talk about them too much, but I just know the general gist of the experiences. But family C is like a poor family who does not know what their food is the next week normally, and even more so now. And they have less access to major grocery chains and the like that are still open. So within these three families, we're going to be talking about what it actually means as in their experiences. Because obviously the experience of one is not the experience of other. And now we're going to see how within that same historical event, we're going to see different experiences. So let's first go to family B, which is the most familiar one, and then we'll correlate family B's seemingly privileged experience, and correlate them with the experience of A and C, which are not that privileged and have many things to think about compared to family B, who's just at their home playing what have you, whether a console or a PC or whatever. But okay, let's go in. Okay, just a sideline before we go ahead with our story. At the time of recording, our country reported now 2,000 and plus cases, and it was directly in my notifications because I'm subscribed to various avenues that people notify others about the current number of cases locally in Telegram, etc. And yeah, and also there's a lot of former politicians, current politicians that are getting it, which is a lot. Yeah, everyone's just, it's always weird whenever someone notorious tests positive, everyone's like, yay! And then we're like, guys, are you forgetting this is a virus that can very well affect you or someone you know? But yeah, I guess it's just a weird thing. Anyways, yeah, that's it. The cases here are now 2,000 as of time of recording, and it's a lot to take in because, dang, it only reached 1,000 like 2 days ago, and I really hope this is not how it ends, you know? I mean, TBH, I'm not too surprised if we're going to be the 10,000 club, because our healthcare system is shit, and amongst a lot of other things. So yeah, that's just it, and let's go back to the actual podcast. Okay, so we're back in the topic. So let's see this. Family B's dynamic during the crisis would be staying home, maybe a kid or two plays games or whatever. Maybe the father also plays games. Mother cooks and cleans, standard things, I guess, like basic things. But often there's like crossing, like father sometimes cooks and all the like. So that's the typical privileged family dynamic in this crisis. Now compare that to family A. And the reason why I put them in A, because they're the most, they should be a big priority, because as I said, one of their members is an essential worker, for example. Like, okay, I'm just going to go for extreme. They're a healthcare worker. So imagine this healthcare worker. I'm not going to specify what their role in the family is, but they will be like a victim or something. So that's pretty much going to be a big effect on family A. the mental health is going to take a toll on this particular person in that particular family. And it's not going to be an enjoyable experience, especially if this lasts for months or years. So now let's go to family C. Imagine that they already have worries about their food supply and work, and now they're going to deal with this. It's going to be a double down for them, and which will definitely suck. So I really hope that this does not happen, but it probably already is. So the best thing right now will be for governments to take a course of action, because I'm pretty sure most a good sizable chunk of these people did not choose to be where they are, especially with family A, because how did you know that was going to happen? It's something like that. There's a lot of things there, especially if the victim is a child. You did not choose to be born there. So there's a lot of ways that governments could actually help to reduce these sort of things. And now back to our main point of the topic, which is that experiences within the same historical event can be different. And so it's not entirely valid to say that, no, you cannot say that blah, blah, blah is not the same as blah, 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 or blah, 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 blah. Like, you cannot say your experience is the same, but you cannot say that your experience is completely different, because there are similarities. For example, some regular households could end up being unhealthy because some people disagree with something, yada, yada, and things could get bad from there. And this could be start of some divorces, annulments, or whatever you prefer. It's going to be a long event for some of these people. And so it's not entirely decent to say that everyone has the exact same experience, but it's not entirely decent to say that everyone has completely different experiences. And for example, people from family B cannot say anything about families A and C, but that's not really the case, because in some sense they could end up experiencing an iota of experience. And now the next part, we'll be moving on to the bigger picture, which is multiple historical events and similar experiences. Let's go. Okay, so this time we go back to that particular post in Insane People Facebook, a subreddit where people talk about the weird, insane things people talk about on Facebook. It's pretty meta social media-wise, but it is an interesting point of discussion. So why is it valid, or why is it not invalid to talk about? Or why is it valid, or why is it not valid to talk about a different historical event as a perspective of empathy for what they're experiencing now and what they experienced? The thing is, you could draw some parallels between experiences during a wartime and experiences during a pandemic. Both are crises that deplete the affected country's economy. Both are crises that affect lives, because people's lives are going to change, people are going to lose their lives. The difference here is that for pandemics, it's not fellow humans that kill off other humans. This time, it's more so about as a microscopic thing that we are not even sure if it's alive or not. Science is still debating that. So it's like this microscopic being that we're not even sure if it's alive, but it makes other things of itself. So this microscopic being is going in your body, going in a human's body, and making copies of itself. And the certain parts of its DNA are causing certain things to happen in your body, in this case, lung infections, heart stuff, and coughing, a lot of other things. It depends on your comorbidities as well. And if you think about it, there are people with lower risk of dying or having a serious illness than people. And then there are people with higher risk. This will be equivalent to talking about back in like war or something, where there are people with lower risk of getting arrested or what have you, whatever they did to enemies or certain people during that time. I'm not going to go into that because that's an entirely sensitive topic. But yeah, what have you, arrested or what have you. So it's these people are not too risky. Like, for example, let's get real here. What happened in the certain event that I was talking about earlier, the post on Insane People people Facebook was talking about Anne Frank. So let's go. Let's use that event. Okay, which is, I think it's the Holocaust, right? Yeah. I hope I'm not getting that wrong. Okay, so for example, someone who is white, he passes as a normal person, et cetera. Normal person in the eyes of the government back then, which is, in this case, in our case now, it's the virus, the coronavirus. So back then, it's the government who, there is a risk, back then, there is a certain risk of getting mortal by the government. Getting killed by the government, essentially. Words are hard sometimes. Anyways. Yeah. So, if someone who passes as an ideal person in the eyes of the government will not get harmed too much. But then, there will be some that will be, that will undergo some things, but not necessarily get killed, but they will be, they are the equivalent of people right now in an ICU, but will survive. They will survive, but there will be lasting damage to them. They won't get killed, but they will have lasting damage. And those are in the middle. Those are people who kind of, in back in the day, they will pass, they will not really pass for someone that people want, that the government want, but they have things in them. They somehow have ways to survive their situation. And then the third tier, which here in the pandemic will be people who have died back then, whether or not they're soldiers, frontliners, health workers, in our case, and or people who succumbed to the virus. If you heard the sound interruption earlier, it was someone calling someone else, right? Okay, so anyways, now back to our original topic, because someone got lost. Okay, so we got lost because of the people talking to each other loudly. I think that was a movie or something. I forgot. Anyways, so we talked about the tiers, the fact that there are tiers of people. Dealing with the mortality rate in the same vein as back in the war. Like, it's literally not the same. It's a different thing. But there are similarities enough that the person who posted it on Facebook was not that insane. And unlike what a certain Redditor implied, what the post actually was someone on Facebook posted that they understand what Anne Frank felt. And then everyone got mad at him. I'm not sure because the name was blocked out. Everyone got mad at this person because obviously you don't know because this is a different thing. But there are things similar. Okay, let's just go to the general thing that we talked about earlier where the thought process of this person might have as well been, I can't go outside or I will die. And it will, again, depend on your tier, whether you're a frontliner, whether your mortality tiers are different, whether or not you have a shit ton of comorbidities like me, or just have a few, one or two, asthma maybe or something, or maybe you're a very healthy person, and congratulations, you're healthy, you're amazing. Anyways, yeah, it sucks, but it's true. It sucks that I have a lot of things to worry about if I do test positive, but I'm glad I don't run that risk because I don't really go outside now. I'm just hanging out here and doing stuff. So that's pretty much it. That's pretty much my whole conclusion in that you cannot just say two different events are very different. Sure they are. But you cannot just invalidate someone comparing their experiences because, hell, within the same event, we have different experiences and you can compare each other's experiences. And so that is the same thing for there. And heck, within this event, there could very well be governments taking advantage of this event. We don't know that. We don't know that because we don't live there. But there are places. I think I remember someone from Hungary went full dictator or something. I actually have a few data about that, but yeah. That's the thing. So it's not entirely that they have a different event, they have different blah blah. We cannot really compare. You don't know how they feel. You'll get mad at this person and cancel them or whatever. But in reality, there are merits. But there are times where you cannot compare at all, really. Like when people, you know, the quintessential religious arguments that happen where people are comparing how belief X was oppressive some times ago, and belief Y, belief Z, etc., etc. But there are certain times where they are really not comparable, because they, while they are in similar in nature, they different things happen. So that's pretty much it. And just remember to be kind to everyone today, because you never know if you're going to see them tomorrow, you know. Anyways, thank you guys for listening in. You guys are amazing. I hoped you learned a thing or two, because, you know, this is just my personal analysis. I hope you don't check too much, but feel free to send over some corrections to @theredditor/TWT. And please, pledge some money on Patreon, because, you know, help someone out during the quarantine, because, yeah, I'm broke and my scholarship isn't giving out their stipend anymore right now. So I'd hope you guys could help. So feel free to do that. Thanks a lot. And I'll see you guys next time. I hope I start regularly posting episodes again. It's been a while. But yeah, I this quarantine is helping me sort out my schedule at least. And I'm saying this from a privilege, of course. So yeah, I'm a bit, there's a bit of a sliver of blessing, but not everyone experiences that, which is a sad thing. But it does not invalidate an experience of positivity compared to others. So thank you for listening in. I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye. So everyone, imagine that you're a pigeon. You're a pigeon who saw no humans at all. So this is the story of the pigeon. And this is going to be the first in a series of weird short stories tackling timely topics that will be of interest to anyone listening in to this particular topic. So this pigeon is named Pidgey. I know, original, right? I thought about this on the spot. So Pidgey noticed something different. Because usually he hangs out at Park Square. And usually humans would feed him with various food items like bread, seeds, lots of different food that they think will fit a pigeon. So Pidgey ate them. Pidgey, I love your food. Can I have some? No, Rocco, I don't think you can have my food. But that will not be too unkind of me. I will get some tomorrow anyways. So, why not? Here you go. All right. Thank you, Pidgey. I'm so happy I can have some food. I don't usually go out because I'm scared of being stomped at the park. You don't have to be scared. It's amazing out there. The people are nice. And if you go to one with gray hair, they're more likely to give you food. All right? I hope to see you tomorrow. But it was little known to them that that was the day before the quarantine. And so Pidgey and Rocco went out the next day and was shocked to realize, where are all the humans? Oh no! My source of food! Where is everyone? I think they're gone. Where did they go? How did they go? What happened? Did Thanos finally wipe out humanity?
I don't think so! I don't think Thanos wiped out humanity. I think they just... Whoa.
And that's how Pidgey had a realization that maybe they're gone. And they don't know when they're going back.
I want to see them again. I want to see them again. I wish to see them again. They give the best bread and seed to me.
And so Pidgey waits and waits. And we'll find out what happens next after the quarantine. But don't worry, guys. Probably during the quarantine, I'll be sending out some episodes. So hope to see you guys. Bye. For real. Also, please pray for Pidgey. Pidgey really has no food. Actually, yeah. Shout out to all the pigeons and other animals being fed by humans on a daily basis before that now somehow has no source of food. I hope each and every one of you finds their source of food. And also to humans with no source of food right now, I hope you guys find your source of food. Goodbye.